Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Joining us on the line is Advocate Tsaliso Tapandiane, who is the Chief Executive Officer at the South African Human Rights Commission. A very, very good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning to you and to your listeners.
So it's a very, very difficult and emotive topic. How does an organization like the Human Rights Commission approach dealing with something and reaching an opinion, a conclusion around a subject like this one?
No, it is certainly a very emotive and a very difficult subject. Let me start by saying that, you know, there is a right to life, but also that right to life also, has linked to it the right to lead a dignified life. And then sometimes, you know, when people feel that, you know, they can no longer live, they commit suicide. And we are told there are over 25 suicides a day in our country. And sometimes people commit suicide in a very horrific manner, and others don't. Those who have the means and the facilities are able to get the right drugs, and they just die peacefully. Secondly, you know, in our country, suicide is no longer a criminal offense. So in the past, you know, if you tried to commit suicide and you failed, there was a crime called attempted suicide. It's no longer there. So, you know, even if you fail to kill yourself, then you will not be prosecuted. So the challenge we're having as the commission now is that, you know, those who have the means are able to be assisted. People can fly to Switzerland and die peacefully there under medical care. And therefore, we are saying that, you know, the current common law restrictions which prevent people from helping other people to commit suicide should really be removed. And people should then, if they want to end their lives and they cannot do it themselves, be properly assisted. So this will also require, you know, medical opinion and assessment and stuff like that. Because, you know, I mean, for example, one thing which triggered this case was the matter in Western Cape when the dean of medical school there committed suicide in his house.
I remember, yeah.
And yet, we had a student jumping from eighth floor at UCT because of depression. And we were saying, you know, if that person, you know, had the means and the facilities, she could probably have chosen a different way to end her life. So we cannot bar people from ending their lives, you know, if they really want to, because it's their right as well. That's why then we've actually applied to court as a friends of the court to basically advise the court that it is within the human rights context. I mean, look at old people. You know, you're suffering from dementia and stuff like that, and you no longer want to live. Why should you not be allowed to live? Why should you suffer in pain? So as I'm saying, then those who have the means are able to end their lives, and those who don't do so in a very horrific manner, drinking poison, jumping over bridges, stuff like that.
Yeah, but to some extent, so the approach, what you're saying is, because it's going to happen anyway, and it happens in a terrible way, there's a need to address it and find a solution to deal with the reality that exists.
Well, that is a last resort. But you see, what we could also be doing in society is to make sure that, you know, people who are helped, so for example, who are not very strong as a country in dealing with mental health care, what kind of assistance do you provide for people who are suffering from depression? You know, in my community, actually, you know, something which is not properly understood, you know. And then if you are old, how many facilities do you have for old age people? So people just live miserable lives, and people say, "Well, you know what? I'm done with this life.
Right? I don't want it anymore."
We're not saying it should be a first resort. I mean, it should be a last resort. Try and create systems where people don't have to kill themselves. But if they really feel they have to kill themselves, then they must be helped to also die in dignified ways. We live a dignified life, which also include the right to die with dignity as well.
Do you believe that there needs to be some form of a process in order for a person to go through that? Or is it simply their decision?
There have to be safety controls, because otherwise, you know, people can abuse the system. People might want to kill you and say, no, actually, you have to be killed and take your wealth and stuff like that. So there has to be stringent controls to ensure that, you know, it's what happens properly.
Right.
So, for example, I mean, if you now want to go to Switzerland and die, there are certain steps which have to be followed. It's also very expensive. Mm. The protocols which have to be followed. The doctors have to make sure that actually there is no abuse in the system.
Right. It's one thing, though, when a person makes a decision for themselves or wants to make a decision for themselves. A wholly different matter and much more complicated is people wanting to make decisions for others when they might not be in a frame of mind or able to communicate what their desires are.
So for that one, the test even have to be much more stronger.
Mm.
You know, because as I'm saying, that also opens a doorway for crime. So can you imagine, I don't want to, I still want to leave. But then what if someone said, no, actually this guy said he was a guy. And tomorrow I'm dead.
Yeah, exactly. It's very, but then you could have a situation where different people who are caregivers have different views for that particular person. So it really, if criteria and processes aren't set out, that obviously becomes a major, never mind people's own religious beliefs, which obviously flow into this as well.
Yeah. I mean, you know, from the criminal world, people still kill other people and make it look like it was suicide.
Yeah, that is true. That is
so
true.
So that is also another reality which we have to be very mindful of.
It's a fascinating and important conversation. We do need to leave it there. Advocate Tsaliso Tepanyane, Chief Executive Officer at the South African Human Rights Commission. Thank you for chatting to us. I would love your thoughts on it. You've heard a very, very rational, logical, and sensible approach to euthanasia. What the advocate is saying from the Human Rights Commission is that whether we like it or not, this is happening. So maybe people are taking their own lives in a gruesome way. Maybe they can afford to fly to Switzerland to do it. It is happening anyway. He also says that whereas suicide used to be illegal, in other words, if you survived, you would be prosecuted for it, which is just the most bizarre thing, but that aside, it is no longer illegal. So therefore, there are no restrictions on people doing this in any event. Does this conversation alter your view on euthanasia? And do you think that this is something that perhaps should be considered and allowed?